A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong, 'cause now it's
hey, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. You don't wanna tarantella, hey, hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish baccalà. And then hey goomba, I love how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, hey mambo, mambo Italiano, go go Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna. Hello, kiss a digi. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano. Hey, Chadnur, you don't have to go to the school. Choose to make it with a beat the bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you good looking, but you don't know what you're cooking till you hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, hey mambo, mambo Italiano, ho ho ho. You mixed up a Siciliano. Hello, kiss a DJ. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
That's right. It's that time of the month. Mambo Italiano. Your once a month show for all things Italian American. This month, though, because it is our, we're coming upon our spring pledge drive, we're going to have mostly music today. That's your reward. Your reward for being a sponsor, a listener of the station. And if you're a listener and not a sponsor, that is to say a member, why aren't you? This is the time. You can call right now. The number here is 518-828-0290. There might be somebody there. It's not actually Pledge Drive week, but, you know, I feel a little guilty. Both times we've had a Pledge Drive, I have not been on the air. So I feel a little obligation to, let's call it a pledge drive warm-up. Now remember, you can go online at wgxc.org/donate and give us your money there. Or you can call in to the number I just gave you, 518-828-0290. Or you can mail it in to 5662 Route 23, ACRA, A-C-R-A, New York. Now, it's interesting because I don't have the zip code handy for ACRA. Anyway, let's get started with the show. As your reward, and you know, it's never good to reward people before they've actually deserved it. But as a reward for pledging, I'm going to play a lot of Frank Sinatra. I mean, you know, that's... what better can you ask for? And what I'm going to do is do it a little bit chronologically, because I don't think a lot of people are aware what changes happened in Frank's career, how he evolved as a performer and a singer. Now, the show's not just about Frank Sinatra in general, but let's say he is our guiding spirit, our patron saint, our inspiration. And here, for example, is a good reason why.
the sun. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you.
When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration.
Is funny, it makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again. Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Three from Frank in the 40s. We started off with Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael. And those were the Pied Piper singers in the rear. I should say in the background. Then we had Imagination. And I'll Be Seeing You from the Royal Palm Review. So that's Frank in the 40s when he was known as The Voice. The Voice. He had a voice that was pure. Whether that reflected his personality or not is not significant. Because remember, the style is the person. Not the person is not the style. That's just a little truism I think we need to remember sometimes when we're experiencing great art, great literature, great music. Forget about the personality. Focus on the work. Focus on the work we do here at WGXC. And what will you discover? You discover, well, I was going to say a lot of young people. I'm not one of them. But they're great young folk. And I enjoy working with them. And it has opened up for me a part of Hudson that I don't think I would have known otherwise. Part of Hudson, Columbia County, and even Greene County. Because that's the kind of station this is. It's for everyone. And it's hands-on. And we all can be, that's right, we can be the media. We are the media here. And they've let me have this show once a month. Hey, by the way, my name's Tom DiPietro. I don't know if any of you know me out there, but if you do, say hello. Tell me what you'd like to hear. Preferably by Italian American, because that is the theme of the show. And I'm not going to go into it like I have in the past. I've been accused of being way too philosophical about my whole show, and I'm not really. I just want to make a couple points. That Italian American singers kept this music alive, kept the American songbook alive. And not only that, they were cool. They were cool guys and gals, if you'll forgive the term, the archaic term gal. They were. And just because it was your parents' music, don't think it wasn't cool. That's kind of post-late 60s, you know, reactionary view, that if our parents listened to it, it must have sucked. Well, our parents weren't wrong about everything. In my case, they were wrong about a lot. But but they were not wrong about Frank Sinatra. Further proof? Here you go.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights,
just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Night and day, you are the one. Only you, 'neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day. Only you, 'neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's No matter, baby, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend life making love to you. Day and night, night and day.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, Frank in the '50s, and I'm sure most of you know Night and Day, and Just One of Those Things, composed by the great Cole Porter. Cole wrote a lot of his songs, you may know, for two voices in particular. One was Ethel Merman. The other was Fred Astaire. And they, of course, often would introduce the songs in musicals in the 30s. But by the time Frank came along to sing Cole, Porter was not as popular as you might think. And it was Sinatra who brought him back to our attention. I Got the World on a String, it's a Harold Arlen tune. And those were the 50s of Sinatra, as represented tonight, here on Mambo Italiano. Your all-American, Italian-American, one-stop show. Tonight we're not going to have so much commentary. I'm not going to talk about food. I'm not going to talk about film so much. But I will tell you this. It is March. And think of these names. Luke Carnesecca. Jim Valvano. Rally Massimino. Oh. And Rick Pitino, obviously all Italian, but you know who they are. They are these coaches who take these teams, often from Catholic colleges, small Catholic colleges, and take them to the finals, if not the final, of the NCAA basketball tourney. Now, I'm not making any special case for Italian-American coaches, but hey, pretty darn impressive. So think about that, especially as we get closer to the Final Four with, oh, look who's there, Rick Pitino. How curious. Okay, we're going to get to move into the 60s with Frank. And here's a little song from a musical called Merrily We Roll Along, composed by none other than the great and still very much alive Stephen Sondheim.
It started out like a song. Started quiet and slow with no surprise. Then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few. And only moments, no more, because we knew we had a good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake? At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on growing instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, gone. Such a mistake. At the time, you never wanted enough. Okay, tough, I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say, it could have kept on going instead of just kept on. We had a good thing going, going, gone.
Here's an awfully pretty folk song.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green when I was 17. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair, and it came undone when I was 21. Then I was 35. It was a very good year.
It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35... But now the days grow short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs. And it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year. It was a mess of good years.
Yes, that was us live. No, not really. That was Sinatra with Count Basie at the Sands, 1966. The arranger for that was Quincy Jones. A little more frank from the 60s.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA.
Okay. That was enough of that. So maybe Frank can't sing Paul Simon songs. God bless him for that. I loathe Paul Simon. But, you know, this was a phenomenon in the 60s, especially as Frank and the boys and the girls started responding to the new music. There are various stories there with people responding in interesting ways. At one point, and this will be my last Sinatra song this evening, at one point Frank pulled back from singing songs like Mrs. Robinson, and came up with something more in line with his.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each
and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
Now, you may wonder, of all the songs that Sid Vicious could record after he left the Sex Pistols, why he would pick a song written by Paul Anka and sung by Frank Sinatra, made famous by Frank Sinatra. Well, is the answer obvious? That song is probably the biggest, how do I put this, screw you ever performed. It's eloquent, it's schlocky at the same time, but it says, I don't care what you think about me, this is what I've done, this is what I do. And if you want to see a really wild video version, check out the Sid Vicious version. It's outrageous and appropriate. So that's our little segment on Frank tonight. That was a special treat. And I told you, it's a treat. Well, as a parent, I kind of made a mistake. I gave you the treat before I got you to do the deed. Let's say as a pet owner. I gave you your little snack before you did what you were supposed to do. Like roll over. But do me a favor, roll over. Pull out your wallet. Call up the station at 518-828-0290. Pull out that credit card and make a pledge. You can do it now. It's not pledge week, but it's nothing to stop you. We don't have like an official, you got to do it now, you got to do it later. I'm not here later, unfortunately. For me, not for you, I suppose. But it would be nice if you called in now. I think there's someone there. I'm pretty sure there's someone there who can answer it for you and take your pledge. Or, as you know, you can mail it in. Let me give you some of those addresses. Let me give you the Hudson address. 704 Columbia Street, Hudson, New York. 12534. WGXC. Send in a pledge. Send in a check. And if you're inspired by this 10-song sequence by Frank Sinatra, say so. I like to think somebody's listening, other than me. Other than the lovely people who work here. Some for nothing, most for nothing. And those who actually work here as employees, well, it's close to nothing. And that's why we need to raise some funds. This is an amazing station. I think I told you earlier. It's amazing they gave me a show. We're not asking for a lot of money. This isn't, your big NPR station with corporate sponsors and, corporate underwriters and all those fancy people. We're looking for the $5 and $10 people. We need your money. You can pledge. You become a pledge member, a sustaining member. And what do you get for it? Well, you don't get a tote bag. I can tell you that much. Who needs a darn tote bag? Got more free tote bags than I know what to do with. What you get is 24 hours of entertainment every day, 7 days a week. And not only do you get a lot of entertainment, you get commentary, you get social issue shows, you get news, you get unusual news, you get Al Jazeera news, you get Democracy Now!, and you get lots of local information. We are the station of this community of Columbia and Greene County. And it's diverse. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not big, I don't really know about all this multicultural stuff. But there's plenty of it here. And that's a good thing, I think. So getting back to where we were with Frank in the 60s, he made a poor choice trying to sing a Paul Simon song. Others made interesting choices. I'm going to play a couple, just not because they're bad, because I'm kind of surprised by them. Here, for example, is Dino.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. Keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find moving on a back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. Well, I dipped my cup of soup back from the gurgling crackling cauldron in some train yarn. My beard a roughened coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
I give him all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you would love him too. And I love him. He gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, he brings to me, and I love him. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love him.
Come to the top of the hour, and that was Dean Martin singing Gentle on My Mind. Not bad, not bad. The famous John Hartford song. And Connie Francis, always promiscuous, and I don't mean sexually, I mean she would sing just about anything. And there she was singing the Beatles, Lennon McCartney. We're at the top of the hour, so you know what that means. It means I have to identify, not me, at the station. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM on your FM dial, or 97.wgxc.org on your computer, in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Athens, Germantown, Chatham, and the rest of the Columbia and Greene counties, places, towns. This is Hands-On Radio. and we're gearing up for our pledge drive, the theme of which is be your media. Fund your media. If you like us, spend some money on us. Well, not on us, really. We got things called rent and electricity and, you know, just the stuff you need to get by. And there are four very poorly paid employees, part-time employees, I might add. And without them, this station wouldn't work. That's just how it goes. So I've done the station ID, and I want to just get back to, by the way, I've, into my rotation, I've added Connie Francis for a number of reasons. Primarily because you may recall I had as a guest in the station a couple of shows ago the wonderful fellow programmer Karen Schomer of The Schomer Show. The Schomer Show is one of the best shows, in my opinion, on this station. But Karen, as you might recall, has actually interviewed Connie Francis, and we had a little chat here one day and played a lot of Connie. And in the course of it, I played a lot of Connie to pick out some of the songs that I would play here. And I discovered I like Connie Francis a lot more than I ever expected to. Now, that may not have been the best, the one you just heard. And believe me, there's a lot of Connie Francis out there, and there's a lot to sort through. But those were different times. You weren't as independent as the rock and roll generation often came to be. Now remember, even rock and roll performers were often forced to do things they did not want to do, to wear clothes they did not want to wear, to even sing songs they often sometimes didn't want to sing. But it was the success of independent mind performers who just did what the hell they wanted to do that totally altered the way we think about popular music. Not, by the way, the way that traditional, what should we call it, American blues and folk evolved, particularly blues in the South, evolved in its own people just singing songs they had to sing with very little commercial intent. Now here in that last, just following up in that last little sequence, here's what Dion, famous of Dion and the Belmonts for his Bronx doo-wop, when he decided he had a political and social conscience, this is what he came up with.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Martin, can you I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. He's gonna be one day. Anybody here seen my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
Okay. Abraham, Martin, John, Bobby. You know who they are, right? Okay. It's a little lame politically. But, you know, it was well-intentioned. It was of its time. I mean, this isn't... this is pretty soon after all those famous assassinations. The two Kennedys, Martin Luther King, a little bit later than the assassination of Abe. But Dion's heart was in the right place, and he was trying something new. It was a far cry from doo-wop on a street corner. Now here's something a little different. Here's another version for our instrumental interlude. And you may have noticed these instrumental interludes pretty much have been Vince Guaraldi or Joe Lovano. I got a couple more in mind for future shows, but here's Joe Lovano again. It's this great album he did called Celebrating Sinatra. And we're going to hear his version of something we heard earlier in the show. And that is I Got the World on a String. I Yeah, that was Joe Lovano in his celebration of Frank Sinatra, an album called Celebrating Sinatra. Not that the songs were written by Frank, of course, but that they were made famous in performance by Frank Sinatra. Listen, I've before on the show, actually I should say last month on the show, I got a little carried away with this segment I call Necrology, in which I talk about prominent, well, I shouldn't say prominent, interesting Italian-Americans who've died, partly because I think we're all dying. I don't mean all of us individually, though of course we are. No, I mean Italian-Americans as a group. We've never been into that whole, like, we're a community crap. Hey, I'm not putting that down. If you can get your group together and get some political power, that's great. But Italian Americans just weren't like that. And I think given intermarriage and lack of a strong ethnic identity, we will disappear as a group. You know, I look at the show after mine. I listen to the show after mine by another one of my favorite programmers here, Tony Fallon, who has the Irish show. Now, you'll notice my show is not called The Italian Show, and there's a very simple reason. I don't do anything that comes from Italy. See, the difference is, with Tony, he still has a community that comes over regularly from Ireland, still coming here. I happen to know quite a few since I have a lot of friends who live in Woodlawn. If you're not familiar with Woodlawn, it's this area of the Bronx that would just blow your mind. You would think you're in Little Dublin. And, of course, over there in Greene County, there are plenty of first-generation Irishmen as well. They have a community. They have a sense of identity with the old country. And, of course, Tony plays music from there. Cool as can be. I don't, because I don't have that identity. And I suspect many Italian-Americans don't. So be it. Who died this month of interest to me? Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Leonardo Cimino. That probably means nothing to you. But if you saw his face, you'd know him. He was singular looking. I don't know if you remember last month I talked about Vincent Schiavelli, who also had one of those bizarre character actor faces. Well, so did Leonard Cimino. Or Leonardo Cimino. He was a character actor. He played gangsters, grandfathers. He played the Pope. He played Vincent Van Gogh. His wife was quoted as saying, "He doesn't look like anybody else. If a director wants a Leo Cimino, you want a Leo Cimino. He began, and here's a kid who grew up, his father was a tailor, not unusual. Leo was born in 1917, taking dance lessons with Martha Graham. From that, he had quite a career on Broadway, on television. You might recall him from the series V, not the remake, but the original one. And he was on all the classic New York shows. Naked City, Kojak, Law and Order. Movies, he was in Dune, The Freshman, Moonstruck. And what else did he do? Well, he was on the second wave of Normandy during World War II. How's that for something? He was a dancer, of all things, primarily. Although that's not what he did professionally. His final role, well, you may have seen this movie. It had Ethan Hawke and Philip Seymour Hoffman, called Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. On March 3rd, Leonardo Cimino, age 94, died at his home in Woodstock, New York. How do you like that? Woodstock, right up here. Okay. That's it this time. I'm not going to have any more morbid. My wife accused me of morbidity last time with my endless necrology, but I couldn't help it. I mean, we did lose Ben Gazzara. And I can't tell you how much I love Ben Gazzara, loved Ben Gazzara, love him still in the movies I see. Way hipper than he's given credit for. Anyway, I'll stop with that stuff. And we're going to go right. We're going to pick up the speed here. Make things a little more joyous. And who better to do that than... Yes, it's him. My man, Louie.
And Basin Street, here's a street where all the boys and the good folks meet down in New Orleans in the land of dreams. And you never know how nice it seems and just how much it really means. La, 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 dear to me, yes, sirree. Dear to me, yes, sirree. Can't you see, baby, I can't lose those good old Basin Street blue. What it really means. Hey, I see the moon and the moon is pale, and it look like they're taking some cat to jail. No, it's the moon is pale, and the sun is, and the sun is gone, and the steamboats are coming, and they're splashing in the garden. Woo woo! Bubbles, woo, woo. And the pale moon shining on the fields below. Folks all singing songs soft and low. You needn't tell me more, 'cause I know. Sleepy time down south, soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees, and the folks down there live a life of ease. when old Mammy falls upon her knees. The sleepy time down south, steamboats on the river, coming and going, splashing the night time. Hey, Baba Buggles, anchors ringing, everybody singing. They dance till the break of day. Hey, dear old time, our trip is on. Can you take me back there where I belong? I would love to be if my mammy's on. What a sleepy
to interrupt Louis for a while, but a couple things I want to remind you. First of all, who I am. My name is Tom DiPietro. And if you want to reach me, no one ever has, but I'll try it one more time. My Gmail address is tomd907@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe someday I'll know how to work the phones better and you can call me live on the show. I am live here, by the way. This is not pre-recorded. No, 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 no. When you want to be your media, when you want hands-on radio, you want to know there's someone there you can talk to. Now, that doesn't mean everything we do here is live. That just can't be. But we do have another studio, by the way, in the works over there on the other side of the river. Steamboats on the river. Sorry, got carried away with my Louis there. Anyway, so that's me. This is WGXE 90.7 FM, and get ready, because in a week you got to cough up them shekels. We need your support. We want your support. You should give us your support, because we're your radio station. Trust me, you can. This is what I did. I met a nice young woman who said, sure, put in your proposal. I put in my proposal. I heard back. I did a test show. And this is what you get.
I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice. Angelina. Angelina. Waitress at the pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone. Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I live for you. In passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice. Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves spumoni, and Angelina will be mine. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mia madre. Figlia mia, cutterara, mamma mia, pesaccia tu. Si ti dogna la musicante, i ti vai, i ti vieni, sembra lo strumento in mano di me. Si ci mi chiavano, si, lo strumento, figlia mia. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Zumba, 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 baccola. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia.
mia, cucciolata, mamma mia, che faccio tu? Senti non mi abbiscia l'olio, e ti va, e ti vende sempre baccalale, maledetto. Senti perché a fantasia, baccalale, maledetto. Oh, 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 mamma, e li va su, su, ma baccalà, oh, no, 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 oh, mamma. Oh, mamma, su su ma baccalà, sì sì, su su, ah ah, hey, oh mamma, su ma baccalà, su su, oh mamma, su su, su ma baccalà, belli bop, belli bop, belli bop, belli bop, belli bop, hop, hop, hop. Himba, Uba, Oba, Oma, 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 Oma,
not just want to get up and dance and be crazy like the crazy Louis Prima. I've gone on about him a number of times on this show. I'm going to turn it down a notch here. Get out your hankies. What do I mean by that? You'll see.
Where the boys you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing
you. I'll be seeing you. Or maybe not. Listen, you may have recognized that song since I played Frank Sinatra's version at the top of the show. Here's a little point I want to make. Do you watch these shows where, these talent shows that are very popular on television right now, where young performers are asked to sing songs by famous performers? One of the things that's always amazing to me is how some of these performers can mimic another performer. I remember someone doing that song, it's a famous Meatloaf song, and it was a perfect imitation. Judges were impressed, but they all said the same thing: you didn't make the song your own. I haven't watched a lot of these shows. Bullshit. I mean, sorry, I think I'd have actually watched way more than I've intended to. Any case, a common criticism. They can imitate, but they cannot take a song, a recognizable song, and make it their own. Now, I played Durante singing it his way, and his way is unique because he's not a great singer. Jimmy Durante was a consummate performer, came up really in the early part of the century, and playing real dives, speakeasies later on. He was a comedian as well as a performer. He certainly could make a song his own, partly because he would sing it so roughly. Take that as a little introduction to the next two songs I'm going to play. Two versions of the same song. Both somewhat sentimental songs. And one is sung by Dean Martin, and the second version by Connie Francis.
Ritorno
caro mio, ti amo.
Versions of Ritorno Me. Now, what I want to do in the next part of the show, there's not a lot of time left, but I'd like to introduce two new performers to our repertoire of great Italian-American singers. And I know last show I talked about second stringers, but they're really more like third stringers. Because here is, well, I don't know if you want to call them second stringers. Here's a couple really great performers. My parents loved both of these performers. And they have something in common. They're both born in Brooklyn, one in 1930 and one in 1928. We will start with Julius La Rosa. He's singing a song from the movie Three Coins in the Fountain, which, by the way, was based on a novel by John Secondari, an Italian-American writer. So here we go with Julius La Rosa.
Three coins in the fountain.